Hey there, thank you for listening. I just have a quick announcement to make. I'm launching a group coaching series starting next fall. Seats are limited, and you'll get 50% off if you sign up before August 12th. Email me at coaching@josemoda.net to get your spot. Here are the details. You and five other people are coached together for six sessions every 2 to 4 weeks, and you choose the overarching theme. It's either leadership, communication, agile and product, emotional intelligence, or teamwork. The most voted one wins. Registration ends on September 30th. Remember, that's 50% off before August 12th. Check my website for details on group coaching. Enjoy the show. I want to let you in on something that I've been holding close to me for a while. Ever since a child, I wanted to be a programmer. I had this fascination with telling a machine to do what I wanted it to do. It feels great to recognize such potential, especially when you're a kid. I still remember that feeling. Fast forward 25 years. That feeling's not there anymore. Now hold on, there are a lot of turns in that long country road. Much has happened since that 11-year-old kid made a decision back in 1997. So, what changed? It was my purpose. Ever since I started my career around 2008, I've had multiple chances to learn something new. The software industry is amazing that way. You are almost required to learn all the time. Fancy new framework, new testing approach, a better service that makes us more efficient, different ways to do teamwork, the list is endless. The funny thing about my path is that it had not just one lane, but multiple. I love being involved in everything about software. Programming, of course, designing user experiences, understanding the business, improving ways of working with others, planning, leading, teaching, recording videos, public speaking. That's what got me into product management, to be the connecting piece between all of these parts and lead them to good pastures. And now you might be asking, Jose, what happened for you to be letting go of what you've always enjoyed doing? What changed? I could answer that in many different ways, and I've settled with this one. It's 2023, and Western societies, from families and friends to schools and organizations, have become so addictively drenched in technology that it feels like we've lost touch of what really matters: to grow as human beings and to be happy and peaceful with each other. Like money, technology is not happiness, but it sure does help. It is but a means to an outcome. That's why I've decided to return to God and to become a coach. Instead of wanting to help build tech, I want to help build people. Besides coaching, I want to share my skills and knowledge to others. I've done it before, and it's an incredible sensation to feel. Having people come to you grateful because you've helped them is simply amazing. I want more of that. So what does my story have to do with the Goldilocks principle? Well, I'll tell you. Remember the story of that little girl and the three bears? Not too much, not too little, but just right. Human beings feel comfortable outside at just the right temperature. They feel peaceful when there's just the right amount of ambience. They rock the place with just the right amount of cologne, and confidence too. My story is all about just the right balance of skills and knowledge to be able to connect to other people, whether I lead them, train them, or coach them. Angry Birds is a phenomenal example of the principle applied perfectly. You start with very easy levels, maybe one or two pigs put in very accessible positions for the birds to hit them. As you complete levels, the harder they get. More pigs, harder spots, harder covering materials that require some sort of special bird. Learning falls into that too. When was the last time you had to learn something? Take a second to recall it. Now, what was the experience like? Was it too hard? Was it too easy? Or was it just the right amount of difficulty, lesson after lesson? This happened to me when becoming a coach. It happens to every child growing up at school. You can't expect a 6 or 7 year old to learn medicine. They're not there yet. You also cannot expect a PhD to go to school to learn how to read and write. It's silly. Let's dig a little bit more into the aspect of learning. The Goldilocks principle suggests that humans seek conditions that are just right. Not too hot or cold, not too hard or easy, but falling somewhere in the comfortable middle where optimal productivity and learning occur. However, the sweet spot is not static. It changes as we grow and learn, pushing us into zones of proximal development, where the real magic happens. Consider an architect designing a complex building. If the task is too simple, such as creating a mere storage shed, the architect may quickly lose interest. The task is beneath their skill level, and so they learn nothing. However, if they were asked to design a skyscraper with no prior experience, they would likely feel overwhelmed and frustrated. The task is too challenging. Where, then, is the just right challenge? Perhaps designing a small office building, a task that is challenging, but within the architect's capabilities, allowing for growth and learning. Now, apply the same principle to learning in the knowledge economy. Whether you are a software engineer, data scientist, or a content creator, the principle is applicable. As a software engineer, for instance, you may find writing simple Hello World programs to be mind-numbingly simple. Conversely, being asked to build a fully functional, complex application as a novice would be daunting and frustrating. However, if asked to contribute a small feature to a pre-existing project, that's a challenge that's just right. It allows room for growth, learning, and accomplishment. This is a rather common strategy when integrating new hires onto a team or a company so that they don't feel overwhelmed by the new culture and people. Likewise, in data science, analyzing basic data sets could become monotonous. While trying to make sense of big data with millions of variables could feel like an impossible task. Instead, working with moderately complex data sets, drawing insights, and learning to use new tools and techniques provides an opportunity for growth. That's your Goldilocks zone. Finally, content creators can apply this principle to learning about different platforms and engagement strategies. Simply repeating what's been done before can be too easy, but trying to master all platforms at once could be overwhelming. Instead, learning to optimize content for one new platform at a time would provide a challenge that is just right. Building upon the foundation of the Goldilocks principle, let's take a moment to shift our gaze to leadership, to the leaders and mentors amongst us. It is a testament to your commitment and care for your teams that you seek to foster a culture of learning within your respective environments. So how can you apply the Goldilocks principle as a tool to facilitate this process? Remember that as leaders, your role in your team's learning process is akin to that of a gardener, providing the right conditions for growth to occur. So it is critical to understand each team member's skill level and learning style, just as a gardener would learn about the different needs of the plants they tend. Consider a mentor guiding a junior engineer. If the tasks assigned are too simple, the junior quickly becomes disengaged as their skills are not being challenged. Conversely, if given an assignment way above their skill level, the challenge becomes frustrating and demotivating. Instead, assigning them a task that extends their current abilities while providing necessary support and resources, this could be their just right challenge, one that allows for practical learning, problem solving, and growth. Taking this a step further, leaders can promote a growth culture by incorporating the principle into team workflows and processes. This could take the form of setting stretch goals for projects where each goal is moderately challenging but achievable. It could also mean creating a learning and development program where each new skill or knowledge area is a step beyond what the team already knows, but not so advanced as to be intimidating. For instance, suppose you're leading a team of digital marketers who are proficient in search engine optimization and content marketing. Instead of immediately jumping into a complex topic like AI-based marketing automation, you could first introduce them to basic automation tools. Then gradually build on that foundation until the team is comfortable with more advanced concepts. In this way, you ensure that the learning process is engaging and rewarding rather than overwhelming. Furthermore, consider how you provide feedback and praise. Aligning with the Goldilocks principle, feedback should not just focus on results, so that's a form of evaluative feedback, but the effort and learning process as well. That's descriptive feedback. This is all in line with Carol Dweck's proposed growth mindset in her book. Acknowledge your team's effort in tackling challenging tasks and celebrating small victories along the way. In doing so, you create a culture where learning from failures and successes is valued, and where continuous improvement is a team-wide goal. In essence, as leaders, the application of the Goldilocks principle is not only a strategy for individual development, but a catalyst for nurturing a growth mindset within your entire team. By identifying the just right level of challenge and providing supportive feedback, you create an environment where learning and development thrive. In conclusion, the Goldilocks principle in learning is a potent tool that aids us in unlocking our true potential, individually and collectively. It reinforces the significance of striking a balance in our pursuits, leaning neither into the complacency of familiarity nor the anxiety of impossible tasks, but fostering resilience in the face of moderately challenging endeavors. It's about finding that just right space where our capabilities are stretched, our minds are engaged, and our skills are honed, all while deriving a sense of accomplishment and satisfaction. So, whether you are a learner navigating the vast landscape of the knowledge economy, or a leader striving to cultivate a thriving learning culture within your team, let it guide your journey towards growth, excellence, and continuous improvement. Strive to find the just right in every activity, for it is there that learning transforms from a mere process to a powerful, enriching experience. It is there, in that just right space, that we truly become lifelong learners and inspiring leaders. Thanks for tuning in today. Stay tuned on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen from. Do you have a question for me to cover? Send it over to podcast@josimoda.net and I'll answer it. Talk to you soon. Make it a great one today.